SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Massive floodwaters in southern Brazil following downpours all week. At least 60 people have been killed, dozens more injured and missing. Authorities say more than 30,000 people are now homeless. It's not that bad in Houston, but it's getting worse. Heavy rain there and resulting high waters forcing thousands from their homes. More than 400 people have been rescued. More heavy rain is on the way. President Biden's push to reclassify marijuana, his latest election year move, to attract young voters.
Hoping to appeal to younger voters, the president has embraced a series of policies ranging from free community college to abortion access to student loan forgiveness. His latest move is a proposal to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. The Biden campaign is fighting to hold together the coalition that sent him to the White House in 2020. But he's facing stiff opposition from many younger Americans when it comes to his handling of Israel's war against Hamas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, a driver has died after a vehicle crashed into a gate at the White House.
Authorities say they're investigating that fatal collision, quote, only as a traffic crash, unquote. Officials also maintain there was no threat to the president's residence. The Secret Service says the driver was found dead in the vehicle following the crash late Saturday night at an outer perimeter gate of the White House complex. Authorities have not yet identified the male driver.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Israel has ordered the local office of Qatar's Al Jazeera satellite news network to close. The move escalates a long-running feud between the broadcaster and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is SRN News. Well, Democrats go all in when it comes to abortion.
Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if Democrats win the Senate in November, they will vote to end the filibuster and will pass a law legalizing abortion up to the moment of birth in all 50 states. Speaking to MSNBC, Pelosi says, quote, abortion is a democracy issue. It's about freedom. It's about economics. And she says the key to the whole Democratic plan is getting President Joe Biden reelected this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposed ban on sex change operations for children has failed in the Kansas legislature. Republicans were unable to override Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of the proposed ban after two Republican lawmakers broke ranks and switched their votes. The bill also would have barred state employees who work with kids from promoting transgenderism to youngsters. Some 200 Kansas health care providers signed a letter opposing the override. This is SRN News. Starbucks has lowered expectations for its full-year sales and profit following a disastrous quarter that saw a major slowdown in store visits all across the world.
The Seattle coffee giant said revenue for the January to March period dropped 2% to $8.6 billion. It was the first time since the end of 2020 that the company saw a drop in quarterly revenue. Starbucks said a mix of issues impacted sales. In the U.S., the company saw a sharper and faster decline in consumer spending than it anticipated, while it faced rising price competition in China.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Boeing has locked out its private force of firefighters who protect plants in the Seattle area and brought in replacements that, after the latest round of talks with the firefighters union, failed to deliver an agreement on wages. More details at srnnews.com.